Message number 238. My messengers are now with you to prepare your souls. Thursday, November 3, 2011 at 21:00. My beloved daughter, prophecies foretold will begin to be made known and witnessed throughout the world so that no one will be able to ignore them. So many of my children are unaware of the contents contained in my father's book, the Most Holy Bible. Little regard is paid to the book of John, where details of the end times are given to all the world. This time has now come. Prepare all of you. The truth contained in the book of Revelation is just that, the truth. Can you recognize the signs? Turmoil in the world will continue to escalate at a ferocious pace. Your monetary system is being threatened by a global group who want not only your money but who want to steal your souls. The wickedness of man is evident, but much of it is hidden. My messengers are now with you, children, to help prepare your souls. Whether or not you recognize them for who they are, the Holy Spirit which reigns in their souls will spread conversion. Those who denounce my attempts to communicate with you will understand the truth very shortly. It will be then that my children will unite against this wicked force led by Satan. They will not win. Every obstacle is being placed before them by the hand of my eternal Father. His mercy is so great that he will use his power to defend his children, and he will destroy those who insist on following the path of the deceiver. Whatever your various views as to whether or not I speak with you now, it will not matter. It is your faith in me and my beloved Father God the Most High which will count in the end. Prayer is most urgent, children, wherever you are, whatever your religion, whatever your views. Join together and pray to the Holy Spirit for enlightenment at this time. Satan is trying to turn your backs on me, your beloved Savior. Do not listen to the doubts and the fear he places in your hearts. He will use lies to prevent me from flooding your souls with my divine light. My love is so strong for you, children, that no matter how you ignore me or turn your backs, I will continue to call you. I will do this through the power of the Holy Spirit. You must pray for this gift by saying, O Jesus, cover me with your precious blood and fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can discern whether these words come from you. Humble me in spirit. Receive my pleas with mercy and open my heart to the truth. I will respond to the most hardened of souls when they recite this prayer. Allow me the chance to bring you towards me so I can unite as many of my children as possible before the great warning. Remember, my love for you will never extinguish no matter how much you turn a deaf ear to my urgent call for unity. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ.